now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
House Speaker Tom Tillis has started talking about tax reform lately and says he'd like to work toward eliminating the income tax altogether while broadening the base of the sales tax to include more services. At least the last point makes some sense. Several studies in the last 15 years have pointed out that North Carolina's tax code was developed 80 years ago when the economy was driven by sales of goods and commodities. It is now far more service-based, and most services are not taxed. A common example is that people who mow their grass pay a sales tax when they buy a lawnmower, but people who hire a lawn service pay no sales tax on the final bill. The solution, favored by most progressives and conservatives alike, is to broaden the base of the sales tax to include most services and reduce the overall rate. Abolishing the progressive income tax would take things in the other direction, and we can't afford that. Folks at the lower end of the economic ladder already pay a higher percentage of their income than the wealthiest 20% of taxpayers. We need tax reform, not another giveaway to the wealthy. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.